Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to the Porch Talk Podcast, where 320-somethings talk about their lives and help you figure out yours, because we're figuring out ours along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brock Road Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
Morgan, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cat mom.
It's almost Christmas time, we're in the midst of Hanukkah. A lot going on. Probably going to be this week and then next week, and then we won't be back until sometime in the new year. Because, you know, Christmas is on that Monday. Take a little time, rest, relaxation, hang out with the friends, families, significant others if you got them. You know, whatever it is.
We all do.
I agree. Yeah, we'll probably take like a 3-4 week break for real.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll definitely be good. But with that being said, we have a lot to get into, so I think we should just dive on into it. First things first, the more you ask people about what it is they enjoy doing in a conversation, the better conversationalist they think you are, or they'll think you are.
I wish I could see like an example of this conversation.
Here we go. I can't give you an exact example. I was watching a show, and she was breaking it down. She was a therapist. And I was like, you know what? You're probably right. Because if you're talking to somebody and you're asking about what they do and what their job is and how they got into it, what school they went to, how long they've been doing that, they probably leave thinking like, fuck, I had a great conversation with so-and-so. I like so-and-so. When in all reality, all they did is talk about themselves. But like, everybody likes flattery and feeling like listened to. So next time you like meet somebody, or you're like with a group and you don't really fuck with somebody, or you just feel like fucking around with somebody, have a conversation solely about them. Watch how much they like you. You're about to be best friends with that person.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's called being an active listener.
I don't know if that's, I think that's farther than active listening though, because you don't even have to be listening. You just have to keep the conversation about that person.
Yeah, I was also thinking about how I do that. I'll keep asking people questions, but then I'll literally, when they start answering, just kind of blank out.
What?
She just asks the question and then immediately stops listening to anything they say.
Yeah, then like I'll listen to like the last portion, and then I'll use that for my next question. Oh.
This makes sense though. I mean, I feel like whenever you see people do like videos of like, let's say, first dates, and they're like, yeah, it was terrible. You know, all they did was talk about themselves and never asked anything about me, because people do like to talk about themselves. So if you're on a first date, ask someone some questions and they'll be like, oh my God, this person's so great. They care and ask me so many interesting questions and wanted to know so much about me.
Honestly, that's probably why I'm such a great first date.
Oh, here we go.
Because I hate talking about myself.
Just no, she does not listen. She's just asking you questions.
What was I say?
It's just a pointless conversation all around. Except for some people. Like with Dawn, I listen.
Ew.
Whatever, suck my dick.
Morgan does one soft launch on her little Instagram story, and all she's talking about is this guy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I just started talking about him.
Let's see it. Has he listened to a lot? Did he listen to last week's podcast?
No, I told him not to listen anymore.
No, he definitely needs to be listening.
No,
I'm gonna follow him. I'm gonna have to request and then be like, "Hey, did you check out last week?"
I did tell him about the bet though.
What bet?
About when we're gonna get engaged. Oh. I told him your guys's, and he was like, "Yeah, no, that's definitely not gonna happen." I was like, okay.
That's what all of them say.
I was like, yeah, well, we'll see.
This is insane.
And I said, well, I said June. So, if anything, make it June. He's like, June's pretty close too. And I said, I don't care. Are you going to make me lose another bet?
You still have to pay me for the last one, by the way.
I did pay you. Shut the fuck up.
No, you did not, nigga.
Literally, Apple Pay has history.
Yeah, and it also has a note section where it says, for your birthday.
Yeah, it was, for your birthday, I gave you the gift of paying you your final gift. Yeah. You can't tell me what my gift was.
I'll take you to court. I'd actually gladly take you to court. Back to what we were talking about. Damn, I forgot.
I was gonna say you let it up like you had something, and then you were just like,
"Oh,
silence.
I thought I did. I thought I was gonna have
such
something
a disappointing
about that,
person
about that conversation." But I was like, "I don't really have nothing else for that one."
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's move right along then. So, are you guys the type of people that would like call something out the first time that something bothers you, or would you kind of let things go, see how bad it gets, and then see if it's really like worth addressing?
Okay, so there's one particular thing that I was thinking of when I saw this, and it comes to when people are driving. Like, I'm not the driver, I'm a passenger. If they're on their phone, okay, like, you can glance at it if you want here and there, but that still bothers me. So if, like, it becomes a constant thing, I'll say something. But if you are full-blown, like, just having a full-on text conversation while you're driving, I don't care if it's the first time I'm in the car with you, I'm definitely going to say something. Or if you're recklessly speeding, that's an instant conversation we need to have.
When you started talking, I was like, please shut up. But once you got to your points, I actually agree. It irritates me when people are on their phone, like, whatever, when they're driving. And just because you're at a stoplight or the stop sign does not mean that I'm no longer irritated. Like, nigga, driving don't stop just because the light turned red. Like, we don't know when it's turning green. The fuck? That definitely does irritate me. I will generally say something about it, unless it's one person. And then speeding as well, unless it's one person, that one person being Mariah, because it's whatever. it's not worth the beef. But for me, when it comes to like speeding, I've got to say something. And it's not that I care. I am the owner of like 13 speeding tickets. I probably paid the state of Pennsylvania thousands of dollars in just speeding tickets. I am not better than nobody when it comes to that. The issue is, I don't want the time wasted that getting pulled over is going to cost. Because that's 25, 30 minutes out my day. I'm going to have to sit here and bullshit with these fucking cops. That is nothing I'm interested in. So I'll definitely say something then. But I am generally like a call something out when it bothers me type of person. Maybe even too much. There's probably shit I should probably just let slide. But when shit bugs me, I just be like, yo, like, what the fuck going on here?
Another thing is when people are chewing or smacking like really loud when they eat.
Yeah, nah.
But that is one thing I'm very cautious. Like, I probably wouldn't say something until it just kept on festering in my soul.
Mm-mm.
You would say it right away?
Yeah, nah. I don't like mouth noises. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is yawning. It sounds asshole-y. I just do not like mouth noises ever since a kid. If you yawn too many times around me, I'm going to probably be like, yo, like, are you good? Are you tired? And I think that's how I'll do it. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'll probably ask a question first, and then it's going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Chewers, oh my gosh. That's why I watch TV. Like, every time I eat, I got the TV on. And that's just because it's been like that since I was little. I hate the sound of like mouth noises. So if you're like a loud chewer or a smacker or like you be slurping your shit, I'm probably going to say something after like a minute or two.
So if it's family, I'll say something right away. I don't care. But I have like this one friend, and anytime we are eating, we're probably like watching something together. I'll literally pretend to go to the bathroom or something for like a really long time.
And you let your food get cold?
Yeah, I'd rather that than throw up.
I'll eat my shit hot, so I do not mind my food getting cold. But no, I absolutely agree. I had a roommate like that when I was in college, and I was like, bro, well, a sweet mate, whatever. And I was like, bro, like, if you eating in here, I'm not eating in here. Like, it won't happen. When we went out to fucking dinner with my bosses, when I first started, when it was down here in June or July or whatever, one of the OMs from Atlanta came up, and my boss was like, this nigga is a nasty eater. He was like, if you've never seen Pat eat, like, you're in for a surprise. Yeah. And I wasn't really paying attention to it. This nigga started going at his food, and it took me maybe like 30 seconds. I was like, are you for real? And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, you're gassing it because he mentioned something about it. And he was like, no, I was in the military. We all eat fast. And I was like, no, like, I got family in the military. I got boys in the military. They do not eat like that. And he said some shit, and he was like, we at a table, it's all men. This is going to bother you? And he was like, we don't got nobody to appease here. And I was like, nigga, do you think that, like, table manners is just for when women are around? You fucking weirdo.
Right. And unless we're in the middle of a meal and there's, like, there's no bombs coming at us, then, yeah, eat properly. I could understand if you're over in, like, Afghanistan and you guys have, like, 5 seconds to eat before you go back to war, but this isn't the war. We're at a restaurant.
Literally, I was like, nigga, there's no way you actually eat. Like, in my head, all I could think was like, you got kids. Your kids don't watch you fucking bust down a meal like this.
It's the whole family at the table. Yeah, busting, like, it down.
Whole household doomed. I could not go there for Thanksgiving. Ew,
no. That's crazy. Like you guys said, if that's what you did in a previous life, like when you were in the military, cool. But like, you can break that habit. That doesn't need to be a thing. Like, you're back in civilian world, as they like to call it. You can eat normally. I feel like it's a weird excuse to be like, we did this in the military. Like, we did this XYZ. Like, if it's a bad habit, you should be able to change that. And someone should also tell him to change that.
Bruh. The fact that, like, we sat down and Nico was like, yeah, if you ain't never seen this, you're in for, like, a shock. Shit is gross. And then he lived up to expectations. It's like, what the fuck?
His family must be fat.
I don't think they are.
I don't know. Look at
what I've seen.
I'm sure his kids are little chubs.
I just think they eat nasty as hell.
I almost feel like I would be so embarrassed. Like, if I have a reputation like that and it's like a known thing, like, I sit down and people are like, wait, watch this shit. Like, this guy just doesn't have any, he doesn't have any care. It's like, it is what it is.
It's almost like an excuse for him to bring up that he was in the military.
That's his subtle flex to bring it up.
Military niggas love letting you know they was in the military. And I hate to tell them, it is falling on deaf ears because I do not give a fuck. But I think it falls in, because I've met a couple of niggas like this, not all military. I think for whatever reason, that falls into that, like, alpha male type shit, where they think because they don't have table manners and they eat fucking gross that, like, they're alpha. And I'd be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're just barbaric.
Don't give them that. That would give them too much pride to, like, just call them nasty. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's nothing alpha about that. I think we talked about this on the podcast before, like, it seems like a lot of people need way more, like, table etiquette, manners, like, all of that. Just a little training across the board. We got to put that somewhere within the school system.
I can get them right. I took an etiquette class in sixth grade.
Ew, I'm thinking about how I just went to medieval times, and someone like that would have definitely made me thrown up. Because even just going there, knowing that we wouldn't get utensils, I was already gagging. And then to think if any of them next to me were just eating like that, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
If I'm being honest, when I think of, like, times like that, the very first thing that comes to me is, like, hygiene. Do you know how bad everything must have always smelt? Like, there's no chance, bro. They didn't have running water, really. They didn't have showers and shit. Like, no chance. What the fuck?
Take a bath. Showered when you could.
Sex already, we'll say it. Sex lingers. Like, sex has a smell. If Morgan just got done doing whatever her and her man do and you walked in the room, you would know somebody was fucking in there. Okay. So now, imagine, like, 800 years ago, no showers, baths once a week, outside all day sweating, working, that smell mixed with that? Come on, man.
Especially those days, really, was hairy people.
Those days was a dark time for noses.
I mean, at some point, I feel like it just wouldn't smell like anything. It would just smell normal.
Yeah, they normalized the smell of funk. Like, yeah, that was their regular life.
Hate that. Absolutely hate that.
Hate that for them, love it for us.
Morgan, if your man just started out of nowhere eating like a barbarian, is that like breakup worthy for you?
He wouldn't.
But if he did?
No, because we would fix that shit right away.
He's like, no, this is what alphas do now. I'm an alpha.
Yeah, and I'm Morgan, so.
But he has a gun.
Okay.
Does he have a gun, by the way?
He does.
Oh.
Maybe some girls would let it happen. I wouldn't let that happen.
She's acting like she calls the shots when she clearly doesn't.
Okay.
I hate to see it. I mean, she went to medieval times, like.
It was so much fun. We got drunk on the party bus. And then they had a bar there. I didn't know they had a bar there.
You didn't think they would have alcohol?
Did you have any mead?
Mead?
Yeah, like that's what they used to drink back then.
Oh, no. I had the Maiden's Tears. Or
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Doesn't sound like she went to a legit medieval times.
Yeah, no, the drinks were like fucking $50.
What? With no mead? Come on. Yeah. Wait, you said
I was like, thank God I'm not fucking paying. But then the crowns. So, like, you get crowns upon entry. And I was like, I'll take the largest. And it's all one size. And all of them could put their little heads in. My hair was so poofy. It literally just, like, you had to just place it on my head and, like, had to hold it on. I was like, obviously, the black people weren't allowed in the castle back then.
Duh.
I know.
Rightfully so.
Did you say rightfully so?
No, but, oh my gosh, the server. So, he was handing out the garlic bread, and he gave two to the guys and one to me.
Yes, sir.
And one to the girl next to me. So I was like, his name is Francis. I said, Francis! I called him over. I said, what the fuck is this? And then I felt bad. He brought over like tinfoil full of garlic bread, and every time they served something, and I wasn't even hungry because I had ate before because I didn't want to eat there. He kept bringing over extra for me, like the chicken, the desserts, everything. Everything. I had so much on my plate. And then I felt bad. I was like, can I get some boxes? And I just never ate it.
Shout out, Francis. Real one.
He was a real one. Shout out to you, Francis.
Morgan's making that guy's job so much harder.
I know. I feel bad, but what can you do? It was pretty sexist. I was like, is this how they did it in medieval times? And he's like,
Just said this is anti-black behavior. Just really put him in a corner.
Yeah, but he did to the white girl next to me, so. Yeah.
Wrong decision.
Let's talk about some other jobs. Do you guys think there are any jobs that you can't play hooky or call out in?
Yes. I said a surgeon. And here's why. One, obviously, if it's like a major surgery, it's pretty fucked up to call off. But, you know, things happen. Like, you yourself could be really sick, and it would be dangerous for you to do surgery.
Imagine a nigga taking a mental health day that they're supposed to do an open heart surgery on your family.
But, like, imagine you're going in for your life-saving surgery, and a new surgeon walks in after you spent months and months with this one surgeon. He was, like, going to give you a heart transplant and save your life. And then they're like, oh, yeah, he's sick. Couldn't come in today. Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess put me under.
I disagree with surgeon. I just think you could call out a surgeon or a hookie or whatever, because I feel like they got a ton of qualified surgeons. They don't got a ton. No, I think they probably got a ton in an area at a hospital. And realistically, I don't think surgeon is doing surgery as much as we think they are to begin with, for real. So, like, if you call out, they probably just call the on-call nigga and he come do that surgery.
I agree with you, but that's why I said you spent months with a surgeon. So there's, like, mm-hmm. just a trust there, especially if yeah, it's, like, a life-saving surgery.
What you gonna do? Tell him no? You need your life saved. You in no position to barter.
Because one time I went, so I was getting an IUD. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's like a type of birth control that they yeah. implant into your
yes,
ovary.
We know what IUD is.
Okay, we're cultured. Well,
anyways, I had my one gyno, and like, it's a very intimate type of thing. She's up in my vagina all the time.
And then, she's not the only one.
Anyways, so I go in for the day of my IUD. I'm already like stressed out about it because it's apparently like really painful. Whatever, there's a lot of shit that could go wrong. And I walk up to the counter and I see her picture on the counter. And it was, she died. She literally died. She died like 2 days before. And one, they didn't say anything, which I mean, obviously I wouldn't expect them to, but I literally found out by just walking up into the counter and to check in, get my IUD implanted. And then, like, this other girl comes in, finally when I'm in the room, and she does it for me. And she put it in wrong.
Cool.
And I found that out the next time I went, because I had moved at this time, so I went to a new gyno. And they, like, were doing their inspection, and they were like, yeah, your IUD is in the wrong spot. And I was like, oh my God. So it wasn't protecting me from shit. I could have gotten pregnant.
Yeah. Doctors ain't one. Like, play hooky. They'll get somebody to cover. And if it ain't, like, super critical, like, they'll push your shit to another time and just inconvenience you. When I was thinking of things that, like, you can't really play hooky with, I went a different direction. Like, it's probably shit that, like, sucks low-key. Like, your job already sucks. There probably isn't much job security. There's probably not a lot of people who want to do it, who can do it, or who, like, it's like garbage man. You probably can't call out if you're the garbage man. Because, like, you call out as the garbage man, you might not have a job the next time you, like, try to go to work. Shit like that. Like, yeah, let my garbage man not come on Thursday, and I'm filing a complaint to the city. We pay too much for them to pick that shit up, for them to not come pick that shit up. Maybe, like, USPS, because they're dickheads. Like, they run those people 7 days a week now when, like, nobody used to get mail Saturday and Sunday back when we were little. So you probably can't call out of your USPS route either.
Honestly, probably a stay-at-home parent. I don't know how you play hooky or call out, because you're just kind of stuck with your kids.
You got to send them to the grandparents.
You're just going to think your grandparents are just going to take it on a fucking no notice?
Maybe not.
Oh, wow. Lived close by, she definitely would.
Maybe dog breeders. Because, like, most dog breeders, I feel like, is a one-person, like, type thing. Like, what you gonna do? Just not feed, walk, and exercise the dogs for a day?
Damn. If you got a yard, you could probably get away with it for the most part.
You might be right, low-key.
Unless it's fucking winter.
And then again, you can't let certain dogs out with other dogs. Nah, dog breeders probably can't take a day off.
But a surgeon can. Got it.
Yes, because there's other surgeons who they will call in like
there's
nothing.
There's other trash people and other dog walkers.
Nah, I'm not talking about a dog walker, nigga. I'm talking about dog breeders. They usually just be them. Surgeons, if your surgery important enough, they'll call a doctor from states away and fly him in. Your surgery gonna get done.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even, like, if I had an important surgery and my surgeon, like, wasn't feeling it that day, I probably want you to call out. I don't want you to be half-assed, yeah. Like, you're thinking about your breakup or your fucking marriage, like, divorce.
Oh, for sure. I don't think they should come. But it's just a job that would suck if they did.
So are we saying certain jobs do need mental health days?
Oh, a surgeon definitely would need mental health days, but, like, you gotta, like, pre-plan that shit.
You can't pre-plan mental health, dude.
Yeah, but they have to.
Figure it out. It's not gonna be good for me. I already can tell.
They just wake up. I'm not feeling it today.
Can't do it though. Morgan said I can't. I gotta wait till next Friday for my mental health day. It's fucking bullshit.
Low key, like those prison, what is it? Not parole officers, CO, correctional officers. Mm-hmm. They probably need like mental health days. If you're not feeling it, you probably can't go to work. Cause like, probably don't need you in there on an off day slipping up. The cops too, low key. Like if you are not feeling it, if you got in a fight with your wife last night, shit got a little physical because you know how them cops get. Shit got a little physical. You had to sleep on the couch. Now you're pissed off. We probably do not need you going into work that day.
Or like a veterinarian. Imagine all of a sudden you had to put down like 3 animals in one day. That'd be pretty sad. But nah. I mean, I guess they're used to it, honestly.
I was going to say. They pronounce it with ease.
Do veterinarians even really like animals that much?
I don't know.
They just put these animals down with ease.
You're right. We might have to look into that. They might be like psychopaths, low-key.
Oh, this was your childhood dog? Well.
Say goodbye.
We can put him in an urn if you like.
Oh, my gosh. Two things, because this just reminded me of them. I used to say that I would never, I got pet insurance, so fuck out of here. I used to say that I would never pay to put my pet down because, like, nigga, we would just shoot it. Like, we from the
oh
south.
Oh, my God.
We're from the south. Like, that's just how we got down. I could not. This is what I'll say. My brother might be a psychopath. I was thinking about that one day. I was like, this nigga might just be crazy for real. Like,
and shooting Regis.
I didn't see with my own eyes that nigga put his dog down like it was nothing. And I was like, yeah, it's nothing. No, it's something might be wrong with that nigga. On the record, I disagree. I would not be able to do that. I also need to clean up one other thing before we move on. This is breaking news as of recent. I remember some friends of mine were having a conversation. They were informing me about, like, if they would or wouldn't beat their kids and how they got in a long debate about it. I wasn't home for that trip, so I missed it. So I got the recap and how there's just so many different ways to parent your kids, blah, 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 what the fuck ever. I actually, as of a few days ago, do not think I would beat or spank my children.
Ooh. And
here's how I came to that. I think I've got more patient over time. I've tapped into, like, I was reading a book a little while back, and it was breaking down, like, black fraternities and just the black rearing of children's and how it's all derived from slavery. We was beat by the masters, so then our parents and their ancestors, our parents' parents, our ancestors started to beat their children like that to prepare them from the beatings they're going to get from the slave masters. That don't sit right with me, one, sick. And then two, I've got a dog that I would not consider beating. I don't beat my dog. What makes me think I'm going to beat my child? I don't think I would do it. I think there's just way too many other methods. And Regis can get a little attitude sometimes. So if I can be patient enough with a dog, I'm sure I can be patient enough with my child.
Oh, I know. I'll spank my kids. I'll spank my cats.
Let me get pet control on the knives.
No,
while we haven't seen Sweet Cheeks in weeks, dude.
I was about to say
he's around.
It's all Prince now. Prince is the only good one, apparently.
No, Prince is bad too. He had to get it today too.
He had to get it. You're giving it to them regularly.
No, you know what he did? He saw. Okay, I keep some toilet paper upstairs in my room, and he jumped up on one of my drawers, grabbed it while I was in the middle of playing Call of Duty, by the way. So, I was like, fuck. And they were like, what? And I was like, nothing, my cat. And he literally in seconds shredded down all the way to the roll.
Damn, he's got that dog in him.
He does. I say that all the time. And I went up to, like, grab it from him, and he just, like, had it in his mouth, and he just, like, sprinted around the house.
So right. Then you had to give it to him?
I had to give it to him. I'll put them in timeouts. I'll give them a little spank. It's not hard, obviously, because they have little bodies. But, like, they'll get a little spank here and there. And so will my kids.
Can you imagine your Dawn? You go to Morgan's, you walk in, she's spanking her cat.
Yo, that would be crazy to see.
You're like dating her for like a month. You're like, what the fuck is going on in this house?
Yeah, I don't think Dawn is like a spanker at all, especially because he's such an angel. He probably never got spanked.
Oh my gosh. I need to meet this guy because, like, I need to see if he matches up with what we're being told.
He will. But yeah, I will definitely be spanking our children.
Not our children, Jesus.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we can continue talking about significant others and say that good people can still make bad significant others.
Bruh, I say this time and time again. You can be the coolest person ever. You can be a sweetheart. You can help the old ladies cross the street, cut their grass, take their trash out, stay extra at work, volunteer at church, and still be a bad partner. And it doesn't even have to be like malicious or toxic. Like, you could just be like selfish or like unapproachable or not tapped in emotionally. And shit like that makes you a bad partner. So yeah, good people can definitely be bad partners. And I think the more we push this narrative, people will be more comfortable leaving. Because the same way, like, people get stuck with abusers of any sort, where it's like they're scared to leave, I think it's a similar thing where, like, people are like, this guy is so good and he's such a great person, or this girl is such a great person, I can't leave her. When in all reality, like, they could be the best person in the world and the shittiest partner.
Yeah. I can say for personal reasons. So, like, my ex, obviously, he was, like, super abusive emotionally and physically. But I will say, now that I'm actually in like a very healthy relationship, that like I always consider Dawn's feelings before like anything. And I don't think I was doing that in my last relationship. Not to say that I deserved anything that happened, but I could see definitely where I could have been a better girlfriend.
Aren't you a lot younger though? Weren't you dating in like college?
Yeah, but this one was like when I was like 24, 25.
Mm.
Yeah. And I wasn't even doing anything, but like I could see like this one guy that I hooked up with before, and he was an NFL player and he invited me to Thanksgiving. I still didn't even say anything like flirtatiously back to him, but I did like text my group chat of girls and I was like, oh my gosh, like so and so invited me to his Thanksgiving, yada yada. And I was like, and my boyfriend at the time, I was like, and he's acting psycho at the time, because he was, but he went into my phone and saw that conversation, which wasn't a good look. But I mean, I wasn't wrong, but like I also wasn't right for like screenshotting the NFL player's conversation and being like, oh, look who invited me to his Thanksgiving. Like, that was pretty fucked up.
No, yeah, it is definitely fucked up.
Yeah. And also, don't go searching the phones if you're not trying to get your feelings hurt.
Oh, nah, like, right. Mind your business. That's niggas' problems, though. Niggas do not mind their business. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But if Dawn searched my phone, all he would see is me saying, I got a man and I'm going to marry him. That's literally, I literally say that to everyone.
That might be worse.
That'd be like a month into dating. You're like, what the fuck is, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Goes into our Pinterest, she just sees engagement rings Dawn's going to buy me. Just for manifesting.
I literally built one today.
Toxic. This is.
I almost sent it to him, but I was like, no, that's too crazy.
No, like, that's sick.
God, if he ever, if he can, I'm sure he's still listening. I hope you're hanging in there, bud. Got a long ride to go. Before we get into this week's top five, we want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Porch Talk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you've ever thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcast platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHTALK, no A as always, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting contest needs. It's time to share your story. Now let's get back to the episode.
I think we should get into our top five because we have some post-topic stuff anyway. So let's get into it. This week we are doing top five pasta dishes. Next week for the 2023 finale, we will be doing our Spotify top five Wrapped songs.
Gotcha.
Spoilers.
Top five pasta. Oh, by the way, I don't know if y'all use Resy like for reservations, but the same way Spotify does like Wrapped at the end of the year, Resy does like their version where they show you like all the restaurants you've ate at, what you ordered at that restaurant, if you liked it or not, if you rated it in the app afterwards, shit like that. Pretty interesting. Hmm. Top five pastas. My first one, I gotta be standard. Spaghetti and meatballs. A good spaghetti is like fucking goated. So spaghetti and meatballs number one.
You looked at my list. Two,
I'm gonna go shrimp scampi. It's hard to go wrong with shrimp scampi. Number three, I'm gonna go a ziti, but it's probably gotta have some meat in it. So probably a chicken ziti or a chicken and sausage ziti. I'm not eating pasta without meat because like my mom told me growing up, like dinner without meat ain't for men. And like I'm a man, so come on. Yeah, like so some sort of chicken ziti. Four, I would probably go lobster ravioli because like that shit fucking slaps. So is Italian sausage ravioli. Fuck. No lobster ravioli. We're gonna go Italian sausage ravioli. And then I'm gonna close it out with Alfredo, but probably shrimp Alfredo.
It's a good list.
Fuck no. Taking shrimp Alfredo off the list. Mac and cheese.
Yo, ooh. You fucking looked at my list.
How the fuck would I see your stupid ass dumb list?
Yo, it's crazy. Okay. Well, one, I put ravioli, and I just put ravioli because I'm inclusive of all raviolis. I love all kinds of ravioli. It's my favorite fucking thing. Spinach ravioli, lobster ravioli, all of it. Second, I put spaghetti and meatballs because if you have spaghetti without meatballs, you're a fucking loser. Third, I put mac and cheese. Fourth, I put lasagna.
Ew.
Okay, hater. And you stole all my other ones. And then five, I couldn't think of a fifth one. I wish I would have thought of shrimp scampi, but I put penne vodka.
Yeah, your list is trash.
Yeah, whatever. I think I'll win.
My number one dish that I make personally on a semi-regular basis, a short rib ragu. It's so fucking good, man. Can't beat it. Yeah. Number two, mac and cheese. I was upset that you threw it in there, Ezra, with your last one and then Morgan, because I thought I was being unique, but clearly not.
I thought I was going to be unique too, and then he said it, so I swear he looked at my list.
Yeah. Common one for me and Ezra, shrimp scampi, and then I'm also going with I'm going baked ziti with a meat as well for four, and then number five, penne alla vodka as well. So not a lot of variety, so this will be an interesting one to see who pulls this one out.
Wait, so four and five are the same?
No. Mine was the baked ziti, and then my five was the penne alla vodka.
Do not like penne, and I hate lasagna. Those are going to be on lasagna. Those will be on like my bottom five if I had to make a list.
Give me your bottom five pastas right now.
Bottom five pasta off the top of my list. Lasagna is number one and it's not close. Like, that shit is so fucking sloppy. Like, what the fuck? I'm not eating that shit.
Especially if you put it on some fucking garlic bread.
Nope. Lasagna is at the bottom. Penne vodka is at the bottom. Any pasta without a meat is at the bottom. What the fuck?
Chicken parm?
Oh, chicken parm hits. I'll keep chicken parm.
Ew, chicken parm. Something about it really makes me gag.
I'm not going to lie. Eggplant parm hits too, though. That shit tastes just like chicken. So, those would be like the two mainstays. Look,
Ezra, I'm sorry, but you can go wrong with shrimp scampi. That's why you have to go to a place or make it yourself that is like really good, because you can go wrong with shrimp.
Oh no, you can't. It's got to be a good shrimp scampi.
Yeah, but you can go wrong with shrimp scampi.
You can go wrong with anything in theory.
Yeah, I know, but he said you couldn't go wrong with shrimp scampi. You can go wrong with shrimp scampi. I've had bad experiences with shrimp scampi.
I'm also throwing on in my bottom five, well, bottom three, any Cajun pasta. Because them niggas be doing too much. Like, if I made it, cool. But, like, niggas be doing too much with Cajun pasta. Shrimp, crab, crawfish, lobster, way too many different seasonings. And the shit don't be good. I'd be like, what the fuck is the shrimp, the seafood to pasta ratio you niggas use?
No, I was just going to say that. Not the taste, but I've had definitely like Rasta pasta where there was no, like, you order it with meat, you probably get like three little things of meat in there. And it's like, okay, so I just paid $20 for this shit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You got to have someone like cooking that personally. Don't go to a restaurant and order that.
I don't like eggplant parm, but I don't think I've had a good eggplant parm is the issue.
Oh, Mariah,
I think anything parm freaks me out.
What's your beef with parm, dude?
I don't know. It just really freaks me out. I like have a phobia, I guess.
That's a strange one to have. Like a chicken parm is, I mean, I feel like you can't go wrong with a chicken parm.
No, that's the worst.
What?
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
My only slight beef, I like chicken parm. My slight beef with it is I don't 100% know with like something fried or even if you like baked it, that texture, I don't 100% know if that texture always blends best with pasta.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's the texture.
On a sandwich, though.
Ew. Oh, no, you could definitely sandwich that hoe up.
Yeah.
This is wild that you hate chicken parms this much.
Yeah, no. It really...
You can never be part of the DeVito family. Shout out.
I'm fine with that.
Interesting. Learn something new about you every week, dude.
It's what the podcast for.
Let's get into some real ones only talk. First question for you guys. Do you guys fuck with holiday parties? Have you ever been to a holiday party? At my last job, I was always away for like Christmas and stuff, but heard a lot of people did a lot of wild things at the Christmas parties, and I was like, you know what, probably not the best look to be doing that around bosses and other coworkers who are going to talk about it come, you know, that next time everybody's at work.
Oh yeah,
I think there's two factors to where you can fuck with a holiday party. One, you got to be a high up manager to where like shit, you can do what the fuck you want really, and like, you're in charge of enough people to where, like, even if you get too fucked up, nobody's saying anything because you're their boss. Or two, you got to have coworkers that you really fuck with. Outside of that, I am not going to no holiday party.
Yeah. One, the alcohol has to be there. If there's no alcohol at this party, then no. I better be getting paid to go. And two, if there's alcohol there, I don't care what position I am, I'm going to have a great-ass time. So
you just
sound
like the person who is going to get too shit-faced at the holiday party, and everybody's going to be talking about it.
I was about to say.
Oh, no. I don't ever get too shit-faced at a holiday party. Like, I would definitely have a limit. But any time that there's been alcohol at a holiday party, I've always I guess what Ezra said, like, really fucked with my coworkers. It's always been a blast. Like, everyone gets fucked up. Literally in any, like, team bonding thing I've done, everyone's, pretty decently tipsy. That's what makes the bonding.
You're not wrong. There does have to be some team bonding type things. Don't know if the holiday party is it, but team bonding does have to happen somewhere.
I mean, what else would you have a holiday party for if not to drink and eat and have fun?
I truly don't know. I might just be skipping out on holiday parties for real, because, like, what the fuck y'all doing here?
Yeah, if there's no alcohol, don't invite me.
I think the only holiday parties that I enjoyed going to was when I worked in catering, where we'd have, like, one at the end of the year, but it would be, like, managers only kind of thing, which was chill. And then usually right around, like, after graduation, there'd be, like, a big, huge event. And then right after that, it's, like, pretty much downtime for the summer, and, like, everybody else would go out, hang out, and drink. And I was like, those are good times, like, good memories, like, people getting fucked up and you're just kind of vibing. But, like, I don't know, something about getting into corporate life where I'm just like, I don't want to be that person people are talking about come, you know, New Year's or whenever people are back in the office.
I remember it wasn't a holiday party, but when we went to our general manager, retreat or something for like 2 days, where, or like 3 days, where it was like 2 days of training and shit. I got fucked up and I didn't care. The next day they were like, yeah, we were all eating tacos, having margaritas, and towards the end you were like a little like, ooh, and I was like, yeah, so?
No, so.
We're getting paid to be here, bitches. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a good time on this free-ass liquor. Mm-hmm. And what are they going to do? Nothing. They didn't do anything. So, I had a good time.
Say less. We also have holiday bonuses to talk about.
Man, before I get into it, let me tell y'all a crazy story, y'all. My time might be coming to an end. My time has been coming to an end for like 2 or 3 months for real. I've been looking. I'm trying to get into something else. There's so much fucking work. This GM for 6 months going on 7 when the new year comes. It'll look good on my resume. I'll put this on there. Hopefully get a GM or director role elsewhere. But let me tell y'all how I was fucked. All year, since fucking July, they've been talking about the 10K pay raise if I hit my incentive. They fucked my incentive over, and they knew they were going to do that. I got over that. It's life. It's corporate. They don't want to pay me more money. I get it. Fuck them. But they kept talking about this holiday bonus, this holiday bonus.
They're not going to give it to you?
No. This is it. I was looking it up. Like, what's the standard holiday bonus? The standard holiday bonus, if you work for a good company, is 5 to 10% of your salary. Once you're in a management position.
So what would yours have been?
And I'm not in a management position. I am like the end all be all for my fucking location. 5 to 10% would have been anywhere between $3,700 and $7,500. And that's what I was expecting, somewhere in that ballpark. Would have taken 37, would have been pissed. I was expecting closer to that 5-6, along with the other GMs, because we got a GM WhatsApp chat with the 7 GMs for the Williams-Sonoma accounts. So it's like me, niggas from Miami, Boston, Dallas, Atlanta.
Don't tell me they're going to give you like 500.
This is what happened.
Gift card.
They hit us up last week and they're like, yo, like, y'all have been doing great work. We appreciate it. We know it's long hours, early mornings, late nights, this, that, and the third. So we want to show our appreciation. Holiday bonuses are coming. And everybody was like, oh my God, thank you. We love to be part of this team. I ain't say none of that shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I'm not thanking niggas until I see what it is. And they said this on Thursday. So I was like, on Friday, I'm going to see what this is about when this shit hits. $1,500. After tax, $940. I said, if these niggas, my check is more than that. My checks are like $1,400 a week. So I was like, you niggas didn't even like match the check that I'm like, you niggas are like fucking toast. That personally was the straw that broke my back. because I was like, I don't work too hard, done too much, made y'all niggas too much money. Since I'm the nigga who sees the financing, who does the billing, I was like, I done made these niggas way too much for y'all to cut me off $940 post-tax dollars. For the last 6 months, I've been running this shit. We had a meeting that day, later that day, a finance meeting with all the GMs and the owners that we have every Friday. And we've lost three GMs in the last 2 months. And I think it's solely because, like, the work. I'll never say it's a bad place to work. Like, it's cool. It's laid back. It's just a ton of work and the hours get to you. So we lost two over the last 2 months. And then we just lost another one on Friday. We're in the meeting. And two things happen. Buddy goes, so is our holiday bonus going to be like stipend over the next few weeks? And the CFO goes, nah, like we paid it out today. Mm-hmm. And the Miami nigga, he Colombian, he said, y'all sure y'all got me? He said, yeah, everybody was paid $1,500. And he said, a $1,500 bonus for the holiday bonus that you guys were talking about. And they're like, yeah, everybody was paid $1,500. And that moment, you knew he was toast. He said, oh, so it's completed at $1,500. And that nigga did not say another thing for the rest of that meeting. And then they asked him, they were getting on his head about like fucking, he needs to respond faster, this, that, and the third, because he was waiting too long to get back to emails. And he was like, y'all send that email at 4 o'clock. Like, I load out at 5. I leave my house at 4:30. Y'all get a reply at 7:30, 2.5, 3 hours. And they was just like, nah, that's not timely. That's not timely. And he said, just so I'm hearing you right, let me make sure you're telling me that I need to be up at 4 o'clock to answer an email. And they were like, yeah, in a timely fashion. He said, for a $1,500 bonus, you want me to get up an hour earlier every day at 4 a.m.? And they was like, yeah, he said, we could take this offline. And an hour later, my boss hit the GM chat and he was like, yeah, so-and-so is no longer with us.
Good for him.
He was like, I don't want to be a dick, but like, it's part of the job. I said, nah, like, I see where he was coming from. My boss fucks with me. I know he wants me to take a different job for the company in Memphis. I told him I'm not going. But I was telling him, I was like, yo, at the end of the day, like, I get where he's coming from. I said, the day y'all asked me to get up at 4 o'clock to answer emails will probably be the last day I work here too.
No.
You and these fucking jobs. I don't even know what to say at this point.
This is what I'll say, bro. It's because I'm in a dangerous, dangerous field. And here's why. I moved, since I don't have a degree, I had to go get it in a market where like niggas are accepted without degrees, which is gonna be like construction management, supply chain management, shit like that, which is already gonna call for like crazy hours. And I feel like the crazier the hours, the more people think they can like get over on you. But I'm almost too good at this shit to put up with it, because I'll go get another job. That shit does not press me. Niggas who are like, oh, I want to have the same job for 20, 30 years, I have never thought that. If y'all keep paying me more, I'll switch jobs every month. I do not get it.
I mean, that's true, though. You can see people who switch jobs and, like, the salaries just increase. But if you stay your same job getting, you know, 3% raise at the end of the year, like, that's not doing shit for you.
Yeah, no chance.
No, honestly, so with my job, I talked to my regional manager because I need a pay raise. And we have went up tens of $1,000s since I started working there. Like, literally showed him the math of how they were doing and how we're doing now that I work there. And it's a almost a year old restore. So, you know, you're just trying to make it at that point. You're trying to like break even. And he was like, well, I agree with you and I'm going to vouch for you for your raise. But like, there's some things that might not let you have it. And I was like what? And he was like, the fact that you're not always in store. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean by that? And he said, okay, because I get a 30-minute break. How one time when I was on my 30 minute break because I went home to go grab food. I was literally gone for 15 minutes from the store. A hyper wellness rep charged a membership and a package to someone who wasn't even at the store yet. Like, so we have a whole schedule that you like retail out. It's like a whole POS system. The person wasn't even at the store yet, but the first person on the schedule, they didn't retail them out. They retailed someone out like an hour later and charged them. And so obviously I had to refund that person. And he was like, well, that happened. I was like, okay, so you guys give me hourly. I took my 30 minute break to go home, grab food. She did this and she called me when it happened. And I was there within 1 minute because I literally live right across the street. And that is what's going to affect me getting a pay raise. And he was like, well, yeah, it could. And I was like, that's fucking bullshit. Because I literally took you guys from this amount to this amount in a month. And he was like, well, it's not all about the revenue. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? It's not all about the revenue. If that's all it's about.
Bro, it's a dirty game out here. You can work all year, do crazy stuff, put up great numbers. You have one little slip up and they're like, listen, you've been good, but remember that time? Yeah, so listen, here's 2%. You'll be happy with it.
Right. And the person that was not charged ended up getting charged for the same amount. So I was like, the number is zero, essentially. And the person that they did charge ended up buying a package because I sold her a package. It just made no sense.
Yeah, no, it's some snake shit, low-key. When I was talking to my boss about it, we were talking about, like, the money I made them. Because I started this account from, like, nothing. Because when I started when they opened it. And their big thing is, like, we run this many trucks in Dallas or we run this many trucks in Atlanta. I make more money than those niggas here in Charlotte. So I told him, I was like, yo, even though they run 20 trucks and like they're not turning any real profit, I said, y'all are a for-profit business. Like, you care about the profit, correct? Why the fuck does it matter how much trucks they run or I run if I'm going to bring you more money? And they were like, oh, well, once you bring it up like that, I was like, nigga, don't act like y'all don't know this already. I'm not breaking no news to you niggas.
Bro, it's crazy how these companies want to act stupid or like it's not about profit, like Morgan was saying. Like, it's not all about the number. What are you talking about, dude? You're trying to make money. Like, money is what keeps this business alive. It keeps money in your pocket, my pocket. So why are we not talking about money at the end of the day?
And that's what's crazy.
Right, because if we weren't making money, then you guys would come to me and be like, why aren't you making money?
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I was about to say. I was like, because if you were losing them money, you wouldn't have a job. It'd be, well, Morgan, the numbers don't look right. We're going to have to bring somebody else in. So it's not about money when you make the money. But if it ever comes a day where you're not making the money, I guarantee you're going to have a very money conversation.
Right. So I literally told him, he's like, well, what are you going to do different? And I was like, I'll do more work once you give me the pay raise, honestly. Because right now you're paying me, and I'm doing what you guys are telling me to do. But he was like, I feel like you could be doing more. And I was like, and I could, but you're not paying me enough to do that. So
it's crazy.
You can either pay me more or I can look for other jobs.
That's why you can never go above and beyond. Because when you go above and beyond, you get paid $1,500 bonus. And they're like, you're happy, right? Like, no.
It's fucking from crazy. Day one. You've got to let niggas know that you will gladly move on. Because this is what's going to happen. They're trying to move this shit from Charlotte down to Atlanta. That's why I'm not going to get that 10K raise. We're not going to meet that goal because our shit's going to be moved down to Atlanta, which they knew the whole time when they brought me on. They're snakes, but it is what it is. It's business. I get where they're coming from. They wanted to secure this work in Charlotte when it goes down to Atlanta so our Atlanta account gets it. And they've been pressuring me to, like, take up in Memphis or Boston because those are the two worst markets. And they're like, yo, like, you really did your thing here. Like, you might be able to pull them out. I told them to do that, I need to be looking at 120, 130. And that's solely because y'all saw what I did here. And now one, you want me to relocate? I'm not even interested in that. And then two, you want to send me to the worst markets possible? And then three, the worst city maybe in the world? I'm not going to fucking Memphis. What the fuck? I want to live in that zoo. I'm looking elsewhere because I think what realistically is going to happen is once things slow down here and they move all this work to Atlanta, they're going to come to me and pretty much offer me to go that route or they're going to fire me. So, and it's going to be some, well, you weren't really willing to relocate type bullshit. When I told him when I started, I was not going to relocate. So
these companies, man, trying to do you dirty all the time.
Yeah. And I think kind of like relationships, I think at some point you got to draw your line in the sand. And I think that's what doesn't bother me about like moving on from job to job, where a lot of people will like let their company play with that line in the sand because it's they've been there for so long. There's always going to be somebody with a check to write to and pay you. I've got to stand on my word, if not anything. If we had a meeting, I looked you in your face and told you, like, I can do this shit. I can do it for this price. And one of my conditions when you asked me was, hey, do you mind relocating? And I looked you in your face and told you I had no plans of leaving Charlotte. And then 6 months in, you're asking me to leave Charlotte? Get a grip, nigga.
Yeah. Like, I'm not the quickest, but I'm pretty quick to leave a relationship that's not benefiting me, but a job. As soon as you show me that you're not going to benefit me any longer, shit, we're done. That's my livelihood.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You're not about to fuck me over. And man, don't be loyal. You'll miss me.
Yeah, there's no point of loyalty in jobs because, I mean, Ezra's a prime example. Like, you can do all the work, and then at the end of the day, you're just another person, another number. Shout out to Miami guy, who's just another person. It is what it is. They don't care about your life. They don't care about your balance. They don't care about your pockets. Just another person.
That was crazy. When a nigga said, I just finished last night at 11 or 12, you're telling me to get up at 4? And they just kept replying with, we need a timely response. I knew that nigga had it, yo.
Yeah, we just had meetings at our company and they were like, you know, we're going to start putting out, I think it's going to be like next year where it's like, you can see what your position is, what your pay range is, like what your bonus is supposed to be. And I was like, that's very cool. That's good salary transparency. Also, will let me know very quickly if I need to move on soon.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, we'll have these end of year meetings with I've had like 4 people managers because I keep switching projects. So I don't even know this guy. And I'm like, we'll have a very honest conversation about what the fuck is going on and what my next steps are. Can't wait.
Right. Yeah. I came from like a successful general manager like store. Or I was from a store, but where I was general manager, it was like corporate. And they were like, oh, yeah, like, that's why we really wanted you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but you guys aren't paying me for that shit. You aren't paying me to do everything I was doing as a general manager. You're paying me as an assistant manager. So why would I do all that for way less? Living in New Jersey at that, like, then I was living in Atlanta, where it's still expensive, but it's not expensive as New Jersey.
Crazy. Crazy that Jersey's expensive.
Yeah.
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 That's crazy. Companies want you on like a rookie contract, and then when it's time to pay you, they're like, you had a really good season, but like you threw 10 picks, so we just can't afford to give you that money. It's like, all right, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Literally. I had seen I was looking at some salary negotiating tips, not for myself because I just let these niggas know what I will and won't take. But I was seeing people's like different like techniques or like ways they're asking on Reddit. Some people just don't. Some of this is on the employee because like, yeah, your employer is going to take advantage of you. But some niggas need to go in there and you got to tell them what you will and won't do. And like, I feel like certain niggas, like when they get tied up or jammed up in between jobs, so they just take whatever falls in their lap. When you do that, that job got you forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wait on a job. This happened to my boy. Fucking, he was working at DHL with me. Fucking, he quit on the spot. I quit too. He quit on the spot. I told him, I was like, bro, we're going to get paid for the next 2 weeks regardless after you put your 2 weeks in. Because DHL had this thing where they would ask you to just not come back, but they still pay you for your 2 weeks. So I was like, nigga, I'll do that shit. And I was like, yo, like, take your time and find a job. Nigga moved into something else 2 days later doing door-to-door sales where he was making, like, fucking, we was making 85 at DHL. Nigga was doing that shit making, like, 40-something. And I was like, why the fuck did you jump into the, he was like, I needed something right now. And I was like, no, you didn't, bro. Like, you can sacrifice a week or two or money to find the right job. And I feel like niggas get jammed up and they just jump into anything. And that's where they get fucked.
That's crazy. So crazy. Especially if you're getting paid out those 2 weeks. Like, take some time. Look, see what the market's looking like.
Yeah, I went crazy. He is back now. He back on his feet. Project manager. Shout out.
Shout out.
And RIP Dr. Shaw.
Who?
What?
Mike Ino.
What? Nigga, we do not know that lady. Was it a man?
I knew her.
RIP Dr. Shaw.
I be hearing that like women do not want to go to men's gynos. Like, what you think these men's gynos market is?
Ew, I don't know. I'll never go. But my thing was also, I went to Dr. Shaw because she was a person of color. And then I went there all of a sudden I had a white bitch put an IUD in my vagina. And then all of a sudden it wasn't placed in the right place.
Set you up for failure.
Yep.
She knew minorities. You know how they do black women. In birth.
Exactly, Ezra. Exactly my point.
Yeah, they was trying to sabotage you.
What, your black doctor, your black surgeon, sick? Oh, send you a white surgeon. Oh, now you're dead. Yep. And that's what happened to me, but I didn't die. I just was fucking bleeding profusely from my vagina.
All right, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Dude, anything else? We'll wrap this thing up and get to music.
No, I think we're good.
Yep, let's get to music and TV recommendation.
TV, Swagger on Apple TV. I'm hearing I'm late, but that shit is good. It's got Ice Cube's son. He's coaching like a high school prodigy basketball player based in the DMV. Very good.
Well, I watched clips of that on TikTok one time.
Oh, yeah, that shit is solid. Music-wise, I'm not going to lie. I'll just go Mark Narrations because I was going to go Sexy Red again, but I can't go Sexy Red 2 weeks in a row.
That'd be wild in the Christmas season.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
TV-wise, I'll go Invincible Season 2. They only have the part 1 out, which fucking sucked, but whatever. And then song, Vultures, Kanye. I feel like the album is about to be so fucking fire, so I can't wait for the rest of it to come out.
Is it okay to listen to Kanye again?
Yeah, the way the music's sounding from this one song and then the little clips from the other songs. Yeah.
Right.
I don't care about politics when I listen to music. Honestly, sorry.
Exactly. That's why she'll always play that R. Kelly.
Ew, I'll never play R. Kelly, though. But I do. If it comes on, I don't play it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't play it, but if it comes on, I definitely, you know, swing my hips a little.
Damn. You hate to see it?
Hate to see it. I hate to see it myself. I'm like, God, fuck myself.
Music-wise, I'm going to go with Sunday, Earl Sweatshirt featuring Frank Ocean. A little classic throwback there. TV-wise, going to go with Kitchen Nightmares as always. I think it might be over, which is sad, but it is what it is.
Hey, Next Level Chef is about to come back, so get up for that.
Oh, did see that. We're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Porch Talk, No A. There's an Apple Podcast. See what you're on Spotify. Share the podcast with a friend. Really appreciate you for listening. Back next week. Peace.